More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
On More to Life, spiritual struggles. Are you struggling in your relationship with God, your faith, or the church? We're going to help you get back on the path. Give us a call at 877-573-7825.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising, relevant, hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. There is so much more to life than most people realize. We're going to help you celebrate the life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, we are talking about spiritual struggles. We're helping you deal with those challenges you're facing in your relationship with God, your faith, or the church. Let's face it, you know, a lot of people who are not religious have a tendency to think that people are drawn to church because it makes life easier somehow.
It makes us all feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah, the old opiate to the people thing. It's just bliss and all the time. It just makes you feel good.
But the reality is, faith is complicated a lot of times. Our relationship with God is filled with doubts, frustrations, stumbling blocks, different obstacles that we encounter along the way as we try to bring our faith and life and relationships in sync with each other. It's never easy, but the good news is it's all part of the process, and there is help. We can stand together supporting each other, encouraging each other as we draw closer to God and work to cooperate more effectively with His grace to bring our faith, our life, our relationships more in line with each other. So we're asking you to call in at 877-573-7825. Let's talk about it. Are you experiencing struggles in your relationship with God, your faith, or the church? Are you having difficulties reconciling your faith with your everyday life and relationships? Do you feel stuck, frustrated, or stagnant in your spiritual walk? Let's talk through it and find some ways back to that grace at 877-573-7825.
And that encompasses both the spiritual struggles you may be going through internally with what's going on in your life and how it's affecting you or how your walk with God is going. It also encompasses the stumbling blocks that you may be facing because you have to live in this world with people. And some of those people are making living out your faith more difficult. Those people who you share your daily life with, who don't support your faith walk, who may be married to you or living under your roof and won't pray with you. Those people who are having their own spiritual struggles in their lives and it's complicating your life somehow, or they're coming to you because they know you're a person of faith and they're saying, well, you tell me how to fix it since you know God so well. Whether it's your own struggles, your own seeking, your own trying to figure out your own faith life, or the stuff that people are bringing into your life. We're here to help you work that out and walk closer to God today.
Well, that's right. In fact, a little later on, we're going to be joined by Dr. Joseph White, who's a family psychologist and master catechist, host of SharingCatholicFaith.com. He's going to be talking with us about how parents can help their kids through different spiritual struggles. Building on what you said, Lisa, yeah. Whether it's your own internal struggle with doubt or different stumbling blocks, frustrations in your prayer life, you name it, or challenges in your own relationships with others regarding the faith, or helping somebody else you love through their particular struggles, your kids pushing back on different either faith well, going to church, for example, or different rules that you have, trying to convey your values to them, or questions your spouse or kids or family have about different faith issues you're not sure how to respond to. It's, you know, it's all fair game today on More to Life as we work together to bring faith and life more in sync with each other. 877-573-7825 as we talk about resolving those challenging spiritual struggles we all encounter as we seek to draw closer to God in our everyday lives.
Now, some people might be saying, well, it's Lent. We're just supposed to struggle and suffer. So why would I call in? Because that sounds like I'm trying to get away from doing Lent. No. Let's be real clear here.
That's fair.
Really is a mindset to that. But that's not Lent, folks. Lent is struggling through, getting closer, being more aware of our reliance on God, on His mercy, on trying to grow closer to His Sacred Heart. It's not about locking ourselves up in a little box for 6 weeks and saying, I'm going to suffer and I'm going to make you proud of me, God. You stand way over there and watch me. And then I'll see you after Easter. A lot of us are tempted to do that. Yeah. We think if we do that, somehow it wins us brownie points in heaven. That's not what Lent is about. So if you're hearing this today saying, well, this is a silly time to take that on. We're supposed to be struggling and suffering. Why would I discuss that struggling and suffering and try to alleviate? No, it's about getting you closer to God. And sometimes in growing closer to God, it takes hard work and it takes a bit of suffering. And He's really calling on us in many ways. But it's never about God never leaves us in the suffering to just say, do that over there. He's always walking with us and bringing us closer to Him in one way or another. Let's help you figure out what way that is and what He's asking you to do about it and how you can get through it and grow closer to His grace today on More to Life at 877-573-7825.
So once again, are you experiencing struggles in your relationship with God, your faith or the church, things like dryness, things like frustrations about the way people, faith people in your life are acting or the church is behaving or, you know, different teachings that you're wrestling with and that are complicating your faith, your life. Or for that matter, you know, are you feeling stuck in some way or your faith complicating your relationships? 877-573-7825. You know, looking at this question from the perspective of the theology of the body, we often get so focused on how busy life is that we forget that the entire point of our existence is pursuing deeper union with God. You know, the theology of the body reminds us of the importance of looking for little ways to remain receptive to God's grace and the movement of His Holy Spirit in our lives, especially in those times we don't feel God's presence as clearly as we might like. We need to remember that God is still imminently present, but that He is most likely revealing Himself to us in new ways, in maybe a way that we weren't expecting. And maybe we need to expend a little more effort to find Him there. You know, the spiritual walk is filled with doubts and struggles, tensions, occasional dry spells. We need to recognize these things as part of the process, you know, and resist the temptation to step off the path just because we find ourselves stumbling a little bit. Instead, we need to remember to remain faithful, to keep walking down the path, to be a little more intentional about our steps and look for the surprising ways God has been trying to make Himself known to us all along. He's right there, even when we can't see Him. He will allow us to find Him if we look intentionally. We're going to help you do that today on More to Life. 877-573-7825. We're talking about spiritual struggles. If you are having some challenges in your relationship with God, your faith, the church, we want to help you get back on track at 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord. We'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into Your presence and we thank You for always reaching out to us. You are the Good Shepherd that comes and seeks us when we are lost and spares no effort in attempting to find us and bring us home to You. And yet so often we feel separated from You, Lord. We struggle. with doubts, with dry spells, with integrating our faith and our lives and our relationships. It just doesn't seem to go together as easily or as smoothly as we all wish that it would. But you are always faithful, and we ask you for the grace to remain faithful in return, to seek and to find you, to not just feel your presence, but know your presence in all the billions of ways you take care of us in every moment of every day. Help us to remain faithful even in the middle of the doubts, the struggles, the dry spells, the frustrations, and to experience the joy that comes after that desert time. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on Mortal Life, we're looking at spiritual struggles. And if you are facing some challenges, difficulties, stumbling blocks in your relationship with God, your faith, or the church for that matter, let's talk through it and find some ways to respond gracefully to those challenges of faith at 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Gary, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Ottawa, Canada on Sirius 130.
Hi there, Gary. Welcome to Mortal Life. What's your question for us?
Good morning, folks. Well, in my walk, I'd like to be more like Cardinal Newman, but I feel like I'm more of an Aquinas.
And, okay, in what ways, Gary?
Well, I'm discovering that Cardinal Newman was more in your face. He'd tell you right away. He wouldn't hardly listen to what you had to say. He would tell you black and white right there. Whereas Aquinas, if I understand correctly, is more of a person that would take in all viewpoints before making a decision, which would seem like he was hesitant or he was indecisive. But the reason why I feel like I'm moving more towards Aquinas is because I feel like a lot of my thoughts are kind of liberal. Like I'm afraid I'm moving to, out. I'm moving liberal in my thoughts.
Well, Gary, let me ask you. I think the most important thing, and I appreciate the allusion that you're making here to two great men of God, but I think, the short answer here, first of all, is that God wants you to be a Gary.
Yeah, right? That's exactly what I was going to say.
And because he's already got a Newman and he's already got an Aquinas. He wants a Gary. But let me ask you this, okay? What is the specific challenge that you feel like you're facing in your spiritual life that's making you wrestle with this question of how do you want to relate to your faith?
Well, I think that's hitting the nail right on the head. You see, I think what I'm doing is While I was waiting to come on, I've been doing some reflection. I've been thinking, I think there's a lot more lip service here than there's actual knowledge. And that pretty much answer the question right there.
When you say you more lip service than knowledge, you mean you're paying more lip service to your faith than what you know about the
Based
faith?
I'm just repeating what I feel in my heart to be the right thing. Being able to defend those statements is more difficult. And therefore, I feel like with more knowledge, more reading, more scripture, I'll be able to be a Gary.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this, Gary. I like that. So before we'll let you go here, if you were going to do one small thing that would help you draw closer to God, not just intellectually, but I mean in your heart, if you could just imagine what it would mean to you at this point in your spiritual walk to take one tiny step closer to letting God into your heart, especially in this Lenten season, what might that action step be for even this week?
I think the answer has come clear just by talking about it. Reading.
Okay. Reading. Is there something you want to read in particular?
And everything. I read very little. I need to read. I need to read the Word of God. I need to read everything I can grab my hands on that is God.
Let's start there. I'm going to recommend that maybe you start with the daily readings of the Mass, right? Start with the Mass. Start simple, right? Because a lot of times whenever we kind of get excited about a new venture, we want to take it all on. I'm going to read all the saints and I'm going to read all those verses.
I'm going to get through the Summa by tomorrow. I will. And then when you can't, because it's impossible, you pull back and say, I didn't, and I'm a failure, and I'll never get anything done. And then we just stop the process.
But start with just reading the readings of the day. If you want to find a good, you know, kind of reflection on those readings, there are plenty of them online or published versions of that, whether that's a Magnificat or Word Among Us or those sorts of things are great. For bonus points, you know, check out the Office of Readings, the Breviary, you know, and the different readings of the, both the saints' writings and the scriptures that you can find in morning prayer and the daily office, those sorts of things.
Which, for all our listeners to know, you can also get online now. You can buy the book. It's lovely to have it in your hand. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you're saying, well, I'd like to do that today, but I don't want to wait till it's delivered or I can get to a good Catholic bookstore, you can download it now.
You know, St. Jerome famously said that ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ. And so if we want to get to know Christ a little bit more and let him into our hearts a little bit more, can't do any better than starting with the Word. So, Gary, I just thank you for your call. I want to thank you for your desire to draw closer to the Lord in this season and encourage you in your spiritual reading to start with Scripture moving forward. And if there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us here at CatholicCounselors.com. By the way, for anybody who's listening, I'm sure you're aware that we do have our telephone counseling practice, but one of the things that we started within the last year is we brought on a great spiritual director to do telephone spiritual direction. It's very difficult to find a good face-to-face director. If you can find one, by all means, go. But if you're struggling to find a good spiritual director in your area and you would like some spiritual direction support, our Deacon Dominic Serrato is our spiritual director here through the Pastoral Solutions Institute, and we do have openings right now. So just check it out.
You know, and I'm glad you mentioned it, because as Gary is dealing with, you know, what is the next step in my spiritual life, a good spiritual director is often a wonderful thing to have, to be able to go through your spiritual life and really keep on point, not be, you know, floundering all over the place. But as I was listening even to Johnette's wonderful show the other day, three people had called in and say they couldn't find a spiritual director near him. That is why we decided to add that on to what we do here to minister to you. But the other recommendation really quickly I'd like to make for Gary, because it's just on my heart and I haven't even read it in about 3 years, is The Devout Life by St. Francis de Sales.
Great
thing to go through when you're sort of saying, where do I land and how do I make sure, as you were saying, Gary, I don't end up more liberal because I don't have these answers. It's very good and very easy read.
Well, as we head out to our break, it's time for a More to Life hack for getting your spiritual life on track, and that's keep plugging in.
When we hit snags in our relationship with God, the faith, or the church, we tend to stop engaging in certain spiritual practices. We tend to feel that if certain spiritual habits aren't yielding particular benefits that we're looking for, in terms of feeling close to God or receiving particular answers to prayer, then that spiritual practice isn't working. So what's the point of continuing to go on with that spiritual practice, especially in times of dryness or frustration? Well, that's exactly when we need to continue those spiritual practices to establish a more spiritual, fulfilling experience.
And why do we need to keep going with that? Well, think of it this way. You know, if you were aggravated with your spouse, would it be better to keep talking to them, doing things with them, and spending time with them so that maybe you could work things out together? Or would it be better to just stop talking to them, stop showing up for dinner, and stop going out on dates because, well, what's the point, right? Well, it's inevitable that from time to time we're going to feel frustrated in any long-term relationship, especially our relationship with God, our faith, or the church. But in those times, keeping up your established spiritual practices are going to give you and God the chance to work it out. You know, so keep plugging into the power of grace. Keep showing up for your dates with God and the church. Trust that God's going to reward your faithfulness in his time. But for now, stop focusing on what you can get out of your prayer times and just focus on being with God.
Amen.
877-573-7825. Are you experiencing struggles in your relationship with God, your faith, the church? Are you having a difficult time reconciling your faith with your everyday life? Or is your faith causing conflict in your relationships? Are you not sure how to support someone you love in their faith walk? We're here for it all today on our show, Dealing with Spiritual Struggles, 877-573-7825. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. Joseph White. He is a family psychologist and master catechist. He's going to be talking with us about how we parents can help our kids deal with their spiritual struggles. Give us a call. Let's talk it out together. And stick around for more to Life after the break.
The leading Catholic voices are on EWTN Radio.
When you are predictable in your authority, you will actually have to use that authority less. Consistent discipline leads to less constant discipline. The more you act when you need to act, the less you will have to act in the future with similar misbehavior.
The Doctor is In with Dr. Ray Guarendi. This afternoon, 1 Eastern, on EWTN Radio.
This Ave Maria program is brought to you in part by the nonprofit CMF Curo.
Do you want an affordable healthcare option that enables you to protect your family and live your Catholic faith? CMF Curo is the Catholic healthcare ministry that works to bring health to the whole person, spirit, mind, and body. CMF Curo allows you to share health costs with other Christians and is more affordable than health insurance. Go to mycatholichealthcare.com. That's mycatholichealthcare.com. CMF Curo, healthcare fully alive.
More to Life is underwritten in part by Charity Mobile. Communication is critical, and in today's world, your cellular service is your lifeline to family and friends. Ave Maria Radio and Charity Mobile are partners in communicating the most important message of all, the good news of Jesus Christ. Charity Mobile is a provider of cellular LTE phones and service and has been a proud supporter of Ave Maria Radio and other pro-life causes for more than 10 years. More information at charitymobile.com. Charity Mobile. Charity begins at phone.
Countless Catholics settling for a life of faith that begins and ends with the obligatory Sunday Mass. While essential, giving just 1 hour of our lives to God can never satisfy our deep longing for a purposeful, joy-filled life. Hi, I'm Teresa Tomeo, host of Catholic Connection, and in my new book, Beyond Sunday, Becoming a 24/7 Catholic, I get real about what it takes for us to live as a Catholic every day of the week. You can purchase Beyond Sunday and the study guide at AveMariaRadio.net. That's AveMariaRadio.net.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today on More to Life, spiritual struggles. Are you having some challenges in your relationship with God, your faith, or the church? Is your faith somehow complicating your life or relationships? Let's talk it out together and find some graceful ways forward at 877-573-7825. Well, one challenge that a lot of us face is how can we as parents help our kids deal with their own spiritual struggles? Here to help us with that, Dr. Joseph White. He's a family psychologist, master catechist, and host of SharingCatholicFaith.com, as well as the author of The Catholic Parents Toolbox. Dr. Joseph White, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks.
Dr. White,
good to be with
hey,
you.
There you are.
There he is.
Excellent. So let's start with I'm asking you, why do kids struggle with their faith, and when does that tend to happen?
Well, kids can often struggle with their faith some as they begin the process of making the faith their own. So when they first, when they first come to know Christ, it's usually through their parents and through their family. And they go through a time when they transition from believing in God because their parents do to believing in God and believing in their faith on their own. And so sometimes they can struggle at those times when they're trying to kind of own it and make it their own. And some could struggle more with doubts about faith because of questions that arise after personal tragedies or traumatic events. Something bad happens to them or to a family member, and they think, you know, how can there be a God if something like this is happening? Some kids also with emotional issues like mood disorders or anxiety can experience doubts and crises of faith, and that has more to do with not feeling it at those times or just feeling so down, and it's kind of hard to get excited about things like their faith.
You know, and I think that's something that every parent, every adult can relate to as well. When we're feeling really down, we think, well, if God really loved us, he'd be like that parent that comes to console us and make us feel better. And if I'm not feeling him do that, then does he even exist? So that's sort of a universal thing that a lot of us don't think our kids can tune into, because we're taking care of so much of what they're going through. But the kids really do resonate with what you're saying.
Yeah, and, what I think we need to do at those times is to make some room for questions and feelings, to keep control of our own emotional reactions so that they know it's safe to talk about those struggles. You know, I mean, I think it's a very emotional issue sometimes for a parent when a child is doubting their faith, especially if this is a family where faith is at the center of your life. But it's good that they're talking about it. It's good that, you know, that they feel like they can come to you about it. And this gives you an opportunity for God to work, for the Holy Spirit to work through your family. I think one of the things we want to do is reassure children that many people, including some saints, experience doubts. You know, we have certainly a tradition of saints who have also really struggled with this. It's not a sin to doubt or struggle. In fact, the struggle itself, the desire to believe even when it's hard to believe, is evidence that God exists. I mean, who put that desire in our hearts to believe even when it's hard? It's God that put that there. And so help them see that as evidence for God. And let them know that persevering in prayer and practice of the faith, even when we don't feel it emotionally, can lead us to a deeper faith. You know, that coming out of that struggle on the other side is what made some of those saints who doubted and struggled saints, hanging in there and persevering in the faith.
Yeah, and as we head into the last minute here, is there anything else that you would really want parents to take to heart in trying to convey their faith to their kids and support their kids in owning that faith?
Yeah, you know, I think one of the things would be to help their children see the faith as connected with daily life, as something that really affects who they are as a family. Because the more that they can see their faith in action and see it working in their family life, the more real it becomes.
Great stuff. Dr. Joseph White, I want to thank you for being with us today. Of course, you're the author of The Catholic Parent Toolbox and host of the great website sharingcatholicfaith.com. I really encourage people to check those resources out to help them in their journey of being effective Catholic parents. I mean, that's sharingcatholicfaith.com. Dr. Joseph White. We're taking a break right now, but when we come back, we're continuing to talk with you about spiritual struggles. Are you wrestling with different aspects of your relationship with God, with your faith, with the church? Is someone you love struggling and you're not sure how to support them? Or maybe your faith is complicating your life? Give us a call at 877-573-7825.
Father Benedict Groeschel.
I often go back to my childhood. In church, we love to be reverent, to Christ present in the Eucharist, to Christ on the cross. But I was also impressed by the reverence of my friends in the Salvation Army. They had a little band, and I used to walk past the band on Sunday morning on my way to church. And I was just a child, but I said, you know, they're trying to pray to God. They're showing reverence to God. All this was reverence. Now what do I see? I hear one irreverence after another. And week after week, month after month, the media churns out things that make fun of religion in general and make fun of Christianity in particular, and particularly make fun of the Catholic Church. No class. Absolutely no class.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
What does the Catholic Catechism teach concerning the natural human curiosity and desire to know the future? Paragraph 2115 counsels us that a sound Christian attitude consists in putting oneself confidently in the hands of Providence for whatever concerns the future and giving up all unhealthy curiosity about it. What does the Catechism condemn as unhealthy curiosity? All forms of divination, deifying objects as persons, are to be rejected, as are consulting horoscopes, astrology, palm readings, interpretations of omens and lots, clairvoyance, and mediums. All these venues conceal a desire for power over time, history, and other human beings, powers that belong to God alone. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
Hi, this is Lisa Popcheck. Today's culture doesn't seem to understand the importance of fathers. And the exponential increase in children born to single mothers illustrates that. But fathers are essential to raising happy, healthy children. Here are three things that show us how important dads are. 1. Involved fathering is related to slower rates of problem behaviors in children, reduced teen violence, delinquency, and other problems with the law. 2. Studies show that people who remember having loving, supportive fathers have high life satisfaction and self-esteem. Finally, the most important reason fathers are essential is that when it comes to passing on our faith and values to our kids, fathers are the leaders. When mom and dad are regular churchgoers, 33% of their children will be regular churchgoers, and 41% will at least attend at some time. But if dad doesn't go to church, only 3% of children will become regulars themselves. For more information on having great fathering in your family and a great Catholic family life, visit us at moretoliferadio.com.
Where is God when we're hurting? When we're struggling with doubts? When people push back against our attempts to live a faithful life? Are you struggling in your relationship with God, your faith, or the church? We want to help you get back on track. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that number, 877-573-7825. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And let's talk about those spiritual struggles that you are facing in some area of your life or with your relationships.
Right now, we're talking with Susan, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Florida on Sirius 130.
Hey there, Susan. Welcome to More to Life. What's your question for us?
Hi, Dr. Gray.
Hi, Susan.
I'm so excited to talk with you.
But we're thrilled to talk to you, too. So what's up?
Well, I'm a 68-year-old mother, widowed a year and a half ago after 46 years of marriage. We adopted our son when he was 3 months old. He is now 38. He has two children, and they are not baptized. His wife is an Episcopalian, or practiced Episcopalian. Neither one of them go to church anymore. Through all of his father's illness and different things in his life and mine, we talk all the time. He's in New York. I'm in Florida. And, you know, I'll say, Pete, you know, I'm praying for you. And he says, yeah, I know, Mom, but we believe that there is somebody up there, but we're not sure what he's called. And, you know, in other words, both he and his wife have had this discussion. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, honey, I said, God is always there for you. He's just waiting for you to turn to him. And I'm just looking for other ways that I can help. I'm not forcing the issue. I'm also director for religious education in our church down here. And when I help other people with their baptisms for their children, it just kind of tweaks my heart.
Sure.
Sure does. Well, tell us a little bit more about your relationship with your son and daughter-in-law at this point. You know, how much time do you get to spend with them? What sorts of things do you do together? What are those sort of points of connection that God might be able to use to help you be more of a spiritual mentor here?
Well, actually, I can't go up to New York. Just before my husband was diagnosed with cancer, we brought his 93-year-old mother down to live with us. Mom is now 95, and she's total care. Mm-hmm. So they did come. They did come down for my birthday after this year or last year, 17, mm-hmm. and brought the kids, and we had a wonderful time. It was just way too short.
Sure, no, I understand, but you're limited.
Very limited. Very.
Okay. Well, that's all right. I just want to know kind of where things stood. And anyway, the reason I asked that is because the more contact we have with somebody, the more opportunities we have to create that discipleship relationship with somebody. And so, you know, where that's limited, then we have to kind of take that into account because there's only so much we can do. But there are still things you can do. You know, you said you talk to them regularly on the phone. And inevitably, they're going to talk about stuff going on in their life. And you know, look for those opportunities to just start, well, first of all, listen. You know, that's the most important thing. Really listening to them and making them feel like you're not turning them into a project or pushing an agenda, but that you really want to hear and that you really do care about what's going on in their lives, and you know, wanting to be an emotional support to their struggles, because that heart-to-heart connection is important. It's critically important for that grace to flow in the relationship, where people feel like they're not being listened to, or they're just being preached at, or they're just being rushed along in some way because we're treating them more as a project than a person. Their hearts close off to that grace that might be flowing through us to them. So that's number one: listening, empathizing, caring, accompanying, and Pope Francis's word, really important. And that's just not just about religious stuff, but just their whole lives, you know, really being invested and interested. Secondly, you know, while you're listening and while you're empathizing, doing all that stuff I was just describing, be praying. You know, Lord, give me the grace to know how to be present in the way you want me to be present to my son, to my daughter-in-law, to, you know, my family. Help me to know how you want me to bring your heart to them in this moment. And sometimes that's just going to be by doing what I've already said. Other times, that might be by saying something like, you know, I'm really sorry you're going through that right now. I hope you don't mind if I just pray for you for a second, and then launch into it. You
know, but don't ask permission.
Yeah, don't say, do you mind if I pray for
really
you?
Or,
you know, just a quick, you know, Lord, just please bless my son in this tough situation that he's going through with his wife. Give him your wisdom and let him know your love. Amen. Boom. You're done. It's all of the literally 10 seconds. But you're introducing God as a person in this relationship. And you know, he might think that was weird, but he's not going to call you on it. You're his mom. And as long as you're loving and supportive and empathizing and really listening to the rest of it, he'll put up with it. And more than that, he'll actually maybe start thinking, you know, look, mom keeps bringing God into this in little ways, right? In short ways, but in real ways. And I've never really thought about thinking about God that way before. It never occurred to me that I could just offer up a quick prayer in the middle of the moment or ask him for that help or give him thanks for something. And that modeling of that relationship that you have with God and making it real in your relationship with your son could be a real light bulb moment for him. So, you know, now, since your relationship right now is largely limited to those telephone conversations, I think that's probably the best that you can do, those two things. But that's a lot, honestly, and it's a ton to build on when you do get together then, because, you know, then you can also invite them to church with you and those sorts of things. But the most important thing right now is just really listening, having that heart where they see you as a person they can turn to, that understands, that cares, that's invested, and then praying while you're listening to them for those ways that God wants you to reveal his heart to them, and taking advantage of those little cracks in the door or the window that allow you to bring God into that relationship by just spontaneously praying for him or giving thanks to God for the different blessings that the Lord has brought into their life, and introducing God as a real, tangible person in the relationship with your son. I want to thank you for the call, Susan. If there's more that we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us again here. But I know that you know, especially in your work as a DRE, you know, and preparing families for baptism, that God wants to satisfy this longing of your heart to
sure.
bring your family into closer communion with the church and with Christ. And he's not going to let that desire go unanswered in some way. And he wants to use you in a mighty way. And take these steps. It's going to really move things forward, I believe.
And of course, keep up your own personal prayer life for your son, his wife, and your grandchildren. And just really asking God, you know, saying, God, they're saying they don't know who you are, and they're talking to each other about it and not to you. And, you know, that is something you can mention to your son if he says something like that again. You know, it's really great to talk to your spouse about this, but if you're not sure who somebody's name is, you usually ask him their name. So go ahead and ask him that sometime. But really praying for them and asking God to use any opportunity and any people he can use to really introduce himself again to your son and his family.
God bless you, Susan, and thanks so much for the call. 877-573-7825. We're talking about spiritual struggles today on More to Life. Are you facing certain challenges in your relationship with God, your faith, the church? You're wrestling with doubts, frustrations. Is your faith somehow complicating your life or relationships? Or for that matter, is someone you love struggling in their faith and you're not sure how to support them? Whatever your questions are about spiritual struggles, we are here for you today on More to Life. The number to call, 877-573-7825. As we head out to our next break, it's time for another More to Life hack for getting your spiritual life on track.
Well, that is acknowledge his presence, just as we were just saying. You know, we need to actually talk to him. And sometimes that's easy because God seems eminently present. We feel him everywhere and in everything, and that's wonderful. But sometimes when we don't feel him, we think that he's withdrawn or that we've somehow lost his favor. Now, of course, if you're living in an obvious state of perpetual sin, it's very important to get to confession and to heal all of that in ways that you may have been blocking God's grace from. But either way, resist the temptation to assume that God's pulling back just because you don't feel him as strongly.
Instead, you want to look for those subtle ways that he's revealing himself in your life. You know, the truth is, we're not capable of doing anything good on our own. If we make good choices, if we do good things, if we experience even the smallest blessing in our lives, it's a sign that God's moving in us, taking care of us, reaching out to us. Even when we don't feel like it, he's present. Give him credit. You know, take a little time every day to just write down those little ways that God has inspired you to make that good choice, to acknowledge the grace that God's given you to make that positive difference in the lives of those around you, no matter how small. And recognize those little ways that he's taken care of you that day. Whether you feel it or not is beside the point. Look for those physical signs, those practical signs of his presence. Recognize that God's presence isn't revealed most powerfully in our emotions. His presence is revealed most powerfully in the little moments of grace in our daily lives. And if we stop to look for him, especially in those times of dryness, we're going to see that he's still very present and just waiting for us to notice him.
And I want to add to that, that in those times of dryness, we are actually being given great grace. Because when we feel like God's not around, we're acknowledging that we need God, that we can't do anything without him, that we are very finite people.
And the felt need of God is a sign of God's presence
exactly,
in our lives.
Exactly. It's that he's there and we're thirsty for him. If we would never experience physical thirst if we weren't meant to have water. We wouldn't experience a dryness of spirituality if we weren't meant to be filled up by God. So instead of saying, God, where did you go? And I've done this a million times myself, so I'm not saying it's easy. But realize that that blessing says, oh, I'm not enough on my own. I need God right now. God's reminding me of that. And then take your
and
heart
he's here
and
that
open
moment.
It. Yes, yeah. Open your heart and ask him to fill up that dryness, to be truly present to you, to allow you to fall into his arms and let him be your all in all.
We're speaking of spiritual struggles today on More to Life. If you're having a tough time for whatever reason in your relationship with God, your faith or the church, you're facing certain frustrations about either people in the church or things going on in the church, you're struggling with doubts about the faith or your relationship with God, you're having a hard time experiencing God the way you'd like or getting the answers to prayers that you want, or you're not sure how to support someone you love in their faith struggles, give us a call at 877-573-7825. We'll talk through it and find some graceful ways forward. 877-573-7825. More to Life. We'll be back helping you with your spiritual struggles after the break.
Now, not only can you watch EWTN anywhere, but anytime with EWTN On Demand. Get on-demand access to more than 12,000 EWTN programs, including live shows and specials, all in one place, all free. Just go to EWTN.com/on-demand. There's nothing to fill out, no memberships required, and no fees to pay. All you need is an internet connection, and you're good to go. EWTN On Demand. Fast, easy, and free.
Abortion.
Pornography.
Embryonic stem cell research.
Corporate contributions to Planned Parenthood. Do you invest in companies that are engaged in these practices? The Ave Maria Mutual Funds do not, and their investment portfolios reflect that. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria Mutual Funds. You can learn more about the Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Christ is the answer, with Father John Ricardo.
John 14. This is Jesus in the upper room with the disciples before he's going out to his sacrifice of himself for our salvation. And Philip says to the Lord, "Show us the Father, and we'll be satisfied." Jesus looks at Philip and says, Philip, have I been with you all this time? Don't you understand? When you see me, you're looking at the Father. In fact, only two people throughout human history have given rise to the question, not who is he, but what is he? The two people are Buddha and Jesus. Buddha's answer was, don't come to me, don't look to me, look to my doctrine, look to what I teach. Jesus' answer was, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart. Jesus is explicitly claiming to be God.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and we are talking with you today about spiritual struggles. Are you wrestling with doubts, frustrations in your faith? Is your faith somehow complicating your life or relationships? Or for that matter, are you having a hard time knowing how to support someone you love in their own faith journey? Well, whatever your questions are, we want to help you face those spiritual struggles with grace and courage, and help you find the peace and joy that comes after that time of dryness. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that number, 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Lee, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Illinois on Sirius 130.
Hey there, Lee. Welcome to More to Life. What's your question for us?
Hi. I have a question concerning my mom. She's 86 years old, and she recently moved in with my husband and me. Mm-hmm. She's, because I'm not a cradle Catholic, I joined the church about 29 years ago. It'll be 29 mm-hmm. years this Easter. So she doesn't really understand a lot about the Catholic Church other than what she's been exposed to through me.
Is she, is she have any spiritual traditions at all? Is she part of a faith community at all?
She was raised Lutheran,
okay.
But she kind of, when we were children, we went to a congregational church, and she just kind of stopped going. And
at this point, she's not really part of any kind of faith community.
No, she really isn't. And okay. This is what we were talking about just yesterday. One of my children is trying to be more active in the Catholic Church again, but my other two have kind of, they've got their questions and their doubts. They're both adults, and they kind of question it, and they're kind of struggling as well. But we were having a discussion yesterday about the trend now where a lot of the young people I've noticed will say things like, well, I'm spiritual, but I'm not religious.
Mm-hmm.
And so my mom was asking me, she's like, well, what's the difference? I thought they were the same. And I said, well, I think people who consider themselves spiritual are more, if you're a good person, if you do the right thing, then you're going to heaven. Whereas, you know, religious people take it further and have a relationship with God. And she said, well, I guess I'm more of a spiritual person, not religious, because I don't go to church. Mm-hmm. And I said, but you know, Mom, and I thought this is an opportunity. And I thought, okay. You know, here I'm being handed this opportunity. I feel like I totally blew it. But I tried to just kind of gently tell her, you know, for example, Mom, if you don't have if you don't have a relationship with someone and they don't know you, I said, if a person were to come and knock on our door and say, hey, can I come live with you? And you're like, I don't know this person. Why would you open your door to them and let them come live with you? And I said, but if it's someone that you know and you love, you're going to welcome them into your home. And so I was trying to use that as an example of the way that I see to get to heaven, you need to have mm-hmm. a relationship with God. You need to know him. And she said, well, I don't think he's that kind of a God that he would turn you away. If you're a good person, he's going to let you in. He's not going to turn bad people away and, you know, they're all going to go to heaven. So I kind of got stuck.
sure.
I think you
were fantastic, and right on. But the thing is, this is not the sort of thing that's going to be handled in one conversation. You know, your mom's 86, and she's had a long time to formulate her own ideas about God and those final things of heaven, hell, and all that stuff, right? So you know, this is a good opening. You know, you haven't flubbed anything. You opened a door to a conversation, and this is a good opportunity to sort of take a step back and sort of reflect on what she said, and maybe get some more information. information and figure out the way forward. I think that I'm going to give you a resource here in a minute, but I want you to by all means keep up the conversation. But big picture, I want you to change the focus. Okay, the most important thing is not making this an intellectual conversation with your mom. You know, not turning this into a debate, but rather bringing Christ to her. You know, I don't know if you guys pray as a family, but this would be a great time to start if you don't. And if you do, it's a great time to invite your mom into that prayer. She's at your home.
Yeah, and if you pray as a family, but let's say you pray with the kids in there, whether you're tucking them in at night, or your husband before you go to bed in your own room, or whatever that very private kind of thing is, it's time to bring it into the living room. It's time to bring it to the dining table, you know?
You know, and just be able to say to your mom, you know, Mom, one of the things we like to do, or that we would like to do more of as a family, is to pray together, and we'd love for you to be part of that. And just, you know, look into ways that you can incorporate her into that family prayer. Keep it short, you know, because she's going to be easily overwhelmed by that. You don't want to turn her off. But make it real. Introduce her to the person of Christ, you know, and really let her experience that relationship. Don't just talk about the relationship. Bring her Jesus, you know, by praying, by making Jesus part of your home and part of your relationship with her. And then the other thing, though, I want to address your larger question about, you know, what is this whole idea of, you know, well, you know, can't we just go to heaven if we're good people? The thing is, you can be a good person without God. You don't need God to be a good person. There are plenty of good people who don't know God. But the problem is, can you? What do we need to do in heaven? What happens to us in heaven? There are the two things. First of all, we become perfect. Okay. Second of all, we become immortal. Can you make yourself perfect and immortal on your own power? I'm guessing the answer is no. Probably most of us would admit that.
We'd like to think we can.
I could be the bestest, awesomest person in the entire planet, but I can't make myself immortal and perfect. It's not possible. It's beyond me, right? The only thing that allows me to become perfect and immortal is my relationship with God. It's because my relationship with God allows him to put his life in me. And his life in me is what ultimately enables me to become perfected and immortal. And those are the two things that I need to be able to do to live forever in heaven. Heaven isn't a place where I go to cash my good person chips and get a reward. It's a state of being where I live in communion with God. And he has his life in me, which sustains me and perfects me for all of eternity. If I don't have that relationship, I don't have that life in me. And it's not that he rejects me or closes the door on my face. It's that I have refused the gift that he's giving me. I've denied him the opportunity to perfect me and make me immortal. It's only through my relationship with him that he can do that for me. So it's not like I go to the door and say, hey, God, let me in. And he says, I don't know. You get away from me. It's that I shut the door and said, no, Lord, I don't really want that relationship. I'm good being a good person. I'm going to do my thing. And he lets me do that because he loves me and he respects my free will. And if all I want is to be a good person in this life and do good things here, well, you know, he'll let me do that. But because I can't make myself perfect and immortal, it'll all end here. Only by having that life with God, that relationship with God, can he put his life in me, his grace in me, that perfects me and makes me immortal and enables me to live with him for all of eternity. That's what it takes. Not because he's mean, not because he wants me to jump through hoops, but because he loves me and he wants that relationship with me and he wants to give me a gift. And it's up to us to receive it or not. It's our choice, not his. So that's the answer to the question, Lee. And actually, we talk a lot more about this in our book, Broken Gods, Hope, Healing, and the Seven Longings of the Human Heart. I think it's a book that will blow your mind, especially in this conversation you're having with your mom and your kids. It'll also, I've heard great feedback from people that say it reorients their entire view of the Christian walk and really helps them see the powerful ways that God wants to move in their relationship with him. So check it out. Broken Gods, Hope, Healing, and the Seven Longings of the Human Heart. You can pick it up at CatholicCounselors.com or at EWTN Religious Catalog. But again, don't make this a debate. Even though I gave you the answer to your question, don't make this a debate with your mom about an intellectual concept. don't talk to her about having a relationship with Jesus. Give her a relationship with Jesus. Pray with her. Pray, invite her into the prayer you have with your husband as a family. Bring her concerns to the Lord. Talk to God in her presence.
Point out those moments and say thank you to God for those blessings. I remember one of the first seeds in my life was a woman who was driving me home from school, a friend's mom, who just in the middle of our conversation said, "Oh, thank you, Jesus, for that sunset. It's so beautiful. Thank you for being such an artist, God." And it struck me at like 8 years old that, wow, she's talking to God.
No, and if you do what we're suggesting here, you may very well be the first person in her 86 years that introduced her to the fact that Jesus Christ is a real person and deserves a relationship and wants a relationship with her. Lee, thanks so much for the call. And for all of you who are struggling spiritually, thank you for allowing us to walk with you during this part of your faith journey. If we can support you, don't hesitate to check out our resources, including the book we mentioned today, Broken Gods, Hope, Healing, and the Seven Longings of the Human Heart, available at CatholicCounselors.com. You can also learn more about the Pastoral Solutions Institute's Telephone Spiritual Direction Practice and our telephone counseling practice, both available through CatholicCounselors.com. Check it out or call 740-266-6461 to make an appointment to speak with someone through the Pastoral Solutions Institute. God bless.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.